child porn, and let's do this, man.
Come on, muchacho, you ready to go?
Yeah. In the ghetto, and bobblements mama's cries.
Static.
Hey, everybody, like the show, this is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob singing colon in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
In his anus.
His anus cries.
In his asshole.
Because if there's one more thing that Bob don't need, it's another.
About a surgery.
In his ghetto.
In his asshole.
And Bob Lament cries.
I cry. Yeah, nice. Nah, we were doing tonight's all Elvis night tonight.
We were just saying off the air, wouldn't it be funny if Elvis would have been cast in Terminator
and right.
Schwarzenegger. If you want to live, you better come with me now and Charlie Hobbs.
Charlie,
give me
the caddy.
I'm looking for Sarah Connor.
That's right. I'm looking for Priscilla.
I hope she's wearing those white panties the way I like them.
Where's Priscilla?
White cotton. Hold on, I'm going to have a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
He's not eating his peanut butter and bananas. He must be a Terminator.
That's the only Charlie, way you can tell he's a Terminator.
Charlie, give me my gun.
That's right.
Charlie Hobbs. Right here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm telling you, it'd be a totally different movie. Totally different.
It's TCB, y'all.
Yeah. And he's, and I'm talking about the late, you know, like the late school Elvis, too.
Fat Elvis, okay.
Yeah, with like the jumpsuit, you know, running after people.
Doing the karate moves.
I'm, oh, that'd be awesome. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
He goes dun, to the gate, dun, he goes dun, to the police station, kicks ass.
Dun, dun,
come here.
Don't stop and listen. Don't let him sing.
You're caught in a trap. You can't walk out. Because I'm gonna kill you, baby.
Baby.
Why can't you see all this metal in me? You won't believe me when I'm saying.
That psychiatrist won't believe a word you're saying.
We can go on together.
Come on.
Till my mission's done.
Mission's done.
We can go out together. Till my mission's done. You see this six shooter? I'm going to stick it up your cooter.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow that Sarah Connor away.
Da-da-da.
All right, we're taking that long enough.
All right.
Although I'm sure we'll slip back into it here in a few minutes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're a good audience.
That would be good. That would be a good spoof.
That'd be an awesome.
The Elvinator.
Oh my God, that would be so good. We ever get our TV show, man? Let's put that out there.
I think it would be really good for the second Terminator, where you know he's the good Terminator. He's trying to teach the kid, you know, his moves.
This is what got me kicked off television. Watch this. Oh, oh. See that?
Uh oh. That TV.
I got double suspension down here, you know what I'm saying?
That TV set looks like a Terminator. Give me that gun. I'm going to shoot it.
Right.
Charlie, bring me the gun.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want like the big-ass glasses and the white jumpsuit with the cape.
That's right.
Him running around. Get down.
Get down.
Let's all get down.
That's right.
Hey, I'll be back, baby.
Hey, babe.
So, yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
Anyway, just funny thing.
Bruce Campbell, if you've seen Bubba Hotep, if you haven't seen that, Miles, you really need to see that one. Bruce Campbell plays the king very well. In Bubba Hotep. So
I did not see that.
You should watch it.
I didn't see it.
I watched it on the Netflix streaming, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Guess what I watched today? I watched this today on Netflix streaming because I was listening to Insignificast like a week or two ago or whatever it was. And there was Doc was talking about the scene in Zardoz with all these guns come out of the statue's mouth. I don't know if you've ever seen Zardoz. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a science fiction movie that Sean Connery made like back in the 70s. No, does it ring a bell?
He's wearing like a red diaper or something.
Yeah, exactly. The orange,
You know, I've seen some stills from that. I've always wondered what the hell that was.
Yeah. It's actually, I like the movie. It's real trippy. It's real like late 60s, early 70s trippy.
Yeah, should you know
and you would like it because there's a lot of breasts in it.
Oh, yes.
And not just Sean Connery's breasts.
Oh, jeesh.
So anyway, just because I heard that this last week, I watched it today. It's still pretty good. I don't think I've actually seen the unedited version, to be honest with you.
Yes.
It's been on TV a couple of times, and they cut out all the boobies and stuff. So.
Yes.
Or at least blur them out. I can't remember now.
Yes. Was Doc in that movie? Yes.
I could have been. I don't know.
Yes.
So I watched that today.
Was that on TV, or what was that?
No, it was on the Netflix streaming thing. You can watch
jeesh.
It on there, yeah.
Oh, jeesh.
I looked it up and it was streaming. I'm like, hey, I'll watch this. This is good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know. It's a pretty good movie.
Zardoz. Go watch Zardoz.
So, anyway, that was my movie recommendation for the week.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I recently got my hair cut, recently. I only get my hair cut now. Well, the intervals have become closer and closer together, as you've noticed over time here.
Yes.
When I talk about my haircuts, I don't like it, you know.
Like once a year or something, you're getting your
hair. I used to be, yeah, on like a 9-month plan.
Right, right.
When I actually had a lot of hair.
Uh-huh.
And then as my hair is, the funny thing, as my hair has decreased, my interval for haircut has increased.
Really?
Yeah, I told you about this. This is my grandfather, who was bald.
Yes.
He, I thought we were going to be Elvis, not Sean Connery.
Bob, I'm your grandfather.
That's right. My grandpa was bald. Used to go get his haircut like every 2 weeks, and I never understood why.
Daddy Warbucks.
What? Because he didn't shave his head, but he. But now I understand. As I got old, now it's because it looks better.
Yeah.
If you're bald or balding, mm-hmm. to get your hair cut more often, because otherwise you look ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he was not a stupid guy, you know.
Yeah, apparently not.
I thought, hey, you're throwing your money away at a barber. You're bald, just, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it was right on there, so.
Yeah.
So I went into my usual place, you know. I told you about, the Natasha lady, like Boris and Natasha.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the Bosnian lady usually cuts my hair, you know. She's an older lady, but she's, you know, she probably was really hot at one point in time, right?
Uh-huh.
So she's still a good-looking lady. She has a nice accent and everything. Well, she wasn't there, and unfortunately her Russian, like, sister or something was there.
Oh.
Me cut hair, you know. It was just like...
yeah.
She just was like a bear of a woman. And I got mauled, I swear. I think I've had her once before. I had to listen to the archives, but I got mauled. I felt like my head was getting pawed at. I'm glad my haircut turned out because I literally felt like I was going to get stabbed, like every time she took the scissors to my hair.
Your nipples are in my eyes.
No, her nipples are around her knees, so there was no way they were going to be in my eyes.
So you did notice. Oh.
Well, they weren't in range anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I may fall into her creasage and, you know.
Into her creases.
That was a cleavage. My brother-in-law, when he was little, used to call it creasage. We used to crack up. So. So anyway, I was like getting pawed at. It was terrible. And then she would come in with these scissors like Johnny Depp in that Sweeney Todd or something. I thought I was going to die in the chair right there, you know?
Edward Scissorhands.
Well, yeah, it was something like that. It was more like, you know, being attacked by a bear.
Come here, American.
Come here, I cut your hair. Pow, pow, pow. I was just getting beat up.
I must break your neck like a chicken bone.
That's about what it was. I'm like, oh, I was so scared. This is like the, this was the most traumatic haircut I've had in years, and they're all traumatic, you know.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, I felt like I needed counseling, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. What? I'm just being honest.
Yes, I like you have hair like girl.
It was like she would take her hand, right? This big meaty mitt of hers.
You know, no.
Just slap me on the head with it, and whatever hair stuck through her fingers, she cut. That's what it felt like.
She's spitting in her hand.
That's trying right. To get,
you know, all gooey. Come here. You cry like a little girl. Why?
You got curly hair, yes.
I do cry like a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't... Just lady finish. Please don't.
That's right. That's what I was hoping for.
I don't like
please
people to begin
let
with.
This be over soon. I can't take it. Oh, my gosh.
I only come here because I have a coupon.
That's... Well, it's cheap and I do it in my lunch hours.
Yeah, well, there you go. Best haircut in St. Louis
County.
That's
right. It's best. It'd be best. It's get best. A haircut by the trained bear.
Nah. My sister got deported.
I said, hey, honey, take it easy on the king.
Hey, Priscilla, easy on the wavy locks.
That's right. Grrr. I got a perm. Don't mess with my perm.
Why don't you feather my hair there,
king's
darling?
I got a perm right now. Don't be messing with it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just horrible, man. I don't know. It's going to be hard to go back for the next one. I don't know. I'm going to have to change venues or something.
You can knock me down, set on my face. Cut my hair all over the place.
You can do anything that you want to
do.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Don't make me drop my goo.
No, oh, baby. There you go. There's a new slogan for your T-shirt.
What?
Don't make me drop my goo.
Yeah.
And you know where you can print that up at?
Zazzle?
Hey, you got it. Zazzle.com.
Zazzle.com.
Right. You can buy all kinds of neat stuff at Zazzle.com. A T-shirt? A coffee mug? You can have a coffee mug that says, don't let me drop my goo. A tote bag?
Okay.
Or anything you want.
Anything.
Anything, just about a tie, a hat,
yeah,
a poster, a placemat, a keychain, even a skateboard.
A ball mouth gag?
I don't think they have that, no.
Okay, they probably don't have that.
Mouse pad. So you go to Zazzle.com. Now, if you decide you just want to buy something, right,
yeah,
we have a discount code. You want to know what that is?
Static.
Static Radio 1 gets you 10% off any order of $50. Static Radio 2 will get you 12% off any order of $75 or more.
What?
Where's that at?
Static.
No, Zazzle.com.
Yeah. I dare everyone to go out and get a Static Radio thong like I have.
That's like you're wearing right now? Is that what
I might model that someday.
Oh, that would be...
I'm so thinking about that.
Delightfully bad.
Yeah.
Yes. So go to Zazzle.com, purchase something, doesn't matter if it's from our store or somebody else's, and use the discount code Static Radio 1 if it's $50, Static Radio 2 if it's $75, and help support the show. We'd like to thank Zazzle. And Miles for screwing it up again.
Zazzle. I didn't say Angie's List this time.
That's, well, now you just did. So what's going on with you, Miles?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's all kind of crazy.
I don't know. See, I had a haircut story, but then I told it on Facebook already, so then I feel like I'm...
Oh, really? What was that?
I'm repeating myself. Like, my son and I both got haircuts before we left on vacation.
Oh, really?
And,
Are they matching haircuts?
No. His stayed a lot longer than mine, but
gotcha.
There was two women working there.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
And the one that was available was a young lady about in her 20s, early 20s.
Is this for you or for your son?
Well, I said the priority was to get his hair cut first.
And then that your mind switched whenever you found out who was, Yeah.
So he gets, and this girl looks like a very, looks like a little bit older Miley Cyrus, you know, very,
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad.
Not hard on the eyes, you know what I'm saying? Very nice. All right. She's got little tattoos here and there, you know, it's like.
Okay, yeah. A tattooed Miley Cyrus, okay?
Well, I mean, not older, sailor.
Older tattooed.
Not big sailor tattoos, but little, you know, little ones, you know, like the one right below their hairline, you know, their. Back of their neck.
Wouldn't even look there.
Well, she had her hair kind of up a little bit in a ponytail, you know.
Oh, okay. You got the eyeballs. I can see you with this haircut place. Have you ever watched SpongeBob anymore with your kids?
Yeah. Well,
you remember whenever SpongeBob and Patrick and their eyes come out like onto something and they're looking at it real closely?
Jeez, SpongeBob.
That's right. I think that's you.
Yeah.
The haircut place. Your eyes like go.
Well, something was popping out, but.
Thank goodness they put on that barber drape thing over me.
And it's, I get
hit my stiffy.
The other lady comes available.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, son, here you go. Take Helga.
I get Helga. Yeah, I get Natalie. He gets Blair.
Okay.
I get Natalie.
Okay.
Probably just a little bit younger than me.
We're doing the Facts of Life.
If you're using the Facts of Life chart, which we like to use.
That's right. You got Natalie, and he got Blair. Okay.
I get Blair.
Oh, you got Blair. He got Natalie.
I'm getting confused now. No, he started with Blair and he ends with Blair.
Okay.
In the middle of his haircut, Natalie becomes available and starts cutting my hair.
Right, and you're like, hey, where's Blair?
Yeah, I'm like, oh. And like she's got like teeth kinda like Terry Thomas from It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, British actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All crooked and everything.
Yeah, like a big gap between his teeth. Yeah, that's who I get. I'm like,
bravo. Good job.
Oh, jolly good chef.
Does she talk like that as well? Oh, look who we got here.
You got good hair. No, she's very nice. I'm not.
Look at what's left on your head. Spanking.
They're both very nice, you know, because some places, like, they don't talk to you, you know, they don't.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, they always talk to me, but yes.
It's like a feast or famine, like, get the kind that, you know, talk to you and won't leave you alone, or else you don't get two words out of them, you know, it's like a.
I'd rather have the note two words. I'd rather have the mute.
We got the chatty Cathy's. Oh, where you guys going? On vacation? Oh, where you going?
Oh, it's father-son haircut. How cute.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, is this coming with a happy ending?
Yeah, but I'd get Natalie.
Jolly good
show. Now let's finish it off, shall we? Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, she's very nice. Very nice person. I'm just saying it did not compare to, you know.
How about a little of the old something about Mary, okay?
Yeah, he's getting Anna Paquin. I'm getting like Kathy Bates, you know? I'm like, oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, at your age, you should be happy to have Kathy Bates, really.
I shouldn't complain, really. She was very nice. Well, they both were very nice, you know?
Aren't these a lovely bunch of coconuts?
Well, how about getting those coconuts shot of my face?
Nice. So how'd it go? How'd it turn out?
They both did a great job cutting her hair.
I don't know. I just saw your hair. I wouldn't say that was a great job.
Well, compared to what it looked like.
Did you walk in and say, give me the Shatner?
I want the Shat. Hey, Natalie, I want you to.
I mean, give me the Shatner without the wig. You know what I'm saying?
I brought the Star Trek magazine, honey, and I want you to look at it closely.
I got the Starlog from 1986.
Fangora. I got a Fangora here, and I like to cut my hair like Tony Perkins in the Black Hole. Right. Could you do that, please? I'd like to have that. No, don't laugh. He was in the Black Hole.
I know. It's too funny, though. No one's going to remember that movie.
He played the hole, I think, but... Fawcett and
no, she wasn't in Black Hole.
Kirk Douglas.
That was Saturn V.
Oh, Saturn. Oh, well, whatever. I don't remember.
I wanted my haircut just like... just.
Wasn't he in the black hole?
Tony Perkins was, yes.
At least, I'm sure.
Not Farrah Fawcett and Kirk Douglas.
I'm sure he was in the black hole at least.
Yeah.
Wait, who was in Saturn V? Wait.
That was Kirk Douglas and Farrah Fawcett.
Well, wasn't there another guy, like a third person in that?
There was a lot of other people, but none of them were Tony Perkins.
Wasn't it Harvey Keitel or something? Wasn't he in there?
Yeah, I think Harvey Keitel was in that one. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I want my haircut just like Roddy McDowell had for his voiceover bit in Black Hole. Here's a behind-the-scenes picture.
Could you cut my hair like Dr. Zaius?
You do have a Dr. Zaius haircut.
Yes. I like my hair cut orangutan style.
You got a Dr. Zaius haircut.
I'm going to eat this banana. And I want you... No, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
You do have a Dr. Zaius haircut. Except Dr. Zaius had more hair.
I knew this day was coming and I dreaded it.
Puff your cheeks out.
It sounds more like Katherine Hepburn than I guess back in the
day. No, it sounds like Dr. Zaius.
Let me tell you something, Mr. I wouldn't go down that deep if I were you. There's something down there you're not going to like.
Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins. You'll see Tony Perkins' black hole.
That's right. They'll go in there. Tony Perkins is lurking.
Doctor, what will he find down the beach?
His destiny.
I'm going to ride down the beach with Nova here.
That's right. No, but Elvis is now riding the horse as Bright Eyes now. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Nova.
It's a goddamn madhouse.
Get your hands off me.
You damn dirty ape.
You damn dirty ape.
That'd been funny, Elvis, in Flight of the Ape. Hey, where's my clothes? Where's my jumpsuit at?
Hey, there's that guy who's on the ship with me. He's got his head all slashed up.
Uh-oh, Priscilla's dead.
That's right. Oh, well, let's go with Nova over here. She looks pretty good. Yeah. Hey, where's a human get a thing of bacon at here, huh?
You don't eat back on the island.
Turn that hose off me, you goddamn dirty ape.
Look what I found in this cave, a frying pan. That proves they ate bacon, Doctor.
And it still smells of bacon.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Dr. Zaius.
I'd kiss you, but you're so damned ugly.
Come over here and lay while I'm a chimpanzee. All right. Zero.
Catherine Hepburn is there.
Now, let me tell you something, mister.
Yes.
But Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Andy Dick is Cornelius.
Oh, hey.
Oh, like, wow. Elvis.
Wow, Elvis. I wouldn't go down the beach there.
I suppose I was supposed to take this seriously or something. I'm not sure.
Galen, no!
Well, Galen was in the TV show.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't...
Whatever. You're jumping shows, man.
Black Hole, Saturn V, I don't know.
Unfortunately, I laugh, but I do have the 1985 star log right here.
I bet you do.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So there you go. That's a meme waiting to happen. You know, they do the Nick Cage meme where they put Nick Cage's face on everything.
Yeah.
And then you got to do the Elvis meme, the fat Elvis meme where they put his face on everything.
Elvis on Planet of the Apes. God, that'd been hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be funny to see him run around the city. I don't think he'd do so well. That wouldn't work out in the jumpsuit.
You know what
are these strange clothes he's wearing?
He must have come here in that Cadillac.
That's right.
Hey, here.
How the hell my cat end up in this pond?
Let me tell you something, you old poop.
We were in suspended animation, and the babe took it. She's dead.
The babe took it.
She had a crack in her window or something.
I told her,
you can't roll down the windows in the caddy when we're going that fast. You know what I'm saying?
Too much crystal meth, I think.
Oh, you got like a rumble there. Somebody driving through your neighborhood there.
That's my neighborhood.
There goes Elvis and his caddy off to the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something, Doctor. We arrived here in a Cadillac from a different time.
It's in the bottom of that pond over there.
And I'm going to need AAA to get it out, all right?
Any one of them goddamn Mary Kay cars either, I'm going to tell you.
Colonel Tom Parker will vouch for me.
That's right. You just dial this number up, Colonel Tom will bail me out of this shit right now.
We don't have phones here.
Let me tell you something.
Stop. It sounds like Paul Lynn is the doctor.
Oh.
You know, you look better as Charlton Heston.
Hey, can we throw Don Knotts in there,
too? There you go. No, Don Knotts is dead.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, throw him in there. Throw him in there.
No. I don't know what we should do with this man. If you wouldn't have killed Andy over there, maybe we'd get an answer.
Where's my white jumpsuit at? It was stolen by some monkeys.
I was told that it would be pressed and cleaned for...
Apparently some monkeys wear my jumpsuit somewhere.
That's right. I never did no chimp movies, so Colonel Tom never wrote me any of those.
That'd been hilarious.
I did a movie with Aunt Margaret, that's about it.
There you go. Planet of the Apes. Elvis, Planet of the Apes. There you go.
You're a real Shelley Fabre, let me tell you.
That's right. Shelley Fabre.
That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. Yeah.
That was certainly a mix, mishmash of. I don't know why I got away from haircuts.
Elvis gets a haircut, yeah.
Elvis, yeah. I'm going to go in the army. I'm going to serve my country.
A giggy. Hey, giggity, giggity, goo. Yeah. Right. What's up?
Oh, goodness. Well, Miles, I'm glad you told your haircut story, even if you wrote it on Facebook already.
I did, but it was just as funny as Facebook. So.
And if, yeah, that's right. Actually, it's a little more funny, I think.
Yeah.
You didn't go into all the detail.
No, I didn't really see anything, that I shouldn't have seen or anything.
Oh, okay. You didn't fart or anything in the chair, barber chair?
No, but I did in the ghetto.
Oh. So if folks wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best place, Miles?
You can drop me a line on Facebook at Miles Title. Miles Title.
There you go.
You can get me on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
My Twitter account. Miles Title. Miles Title.
Oh, really? Miles Title again? Wow. Go
You can go over to CB's house and listen to the show with him. He'll be sitting there with his peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Peanut butter and bananas.
And bacon.
In his white jumpsuit listening to the show.
Well, he has. He's more a Blues Brothers guy than an Elvis guy, I guess.
So he says.
Oh, you think he's everybody's an Elvis guy, right?
I think so, when it comes right down to it.
That's what my gay friend tells me, that everyone's gay. They just don't know it yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I'm just passing it along.
I don't know. You seem to like that Sean Connery movie quite a bit. Right. Well, maybe you are.
Sean Connery running around in an orange diaper. That's right. It's something to think about there.
Oh, jeez.
Zardoz.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Next week, Sean Connery will land on Planet of the Apes. And we'll do that.
Then you can do that one. There you go.
Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
The ape puts one of yours in the hospital. You put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way.